Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is a Democrat of New York's 18th District. He's been in office since 2013. Welcome back, Sean.
Hey, it's great to be back.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your work. You got $6 million for Hudson Valley residents who were owed money by the federal government. Why did they owe the money?
Well, there's lots of problems, you know, people have with their Social Security, with, you know, veterans benefits, tax refunds. There's a lot of stuff where people are fighting their own government, and it's my job to, you know, to go to bat for them. So I'm proud to say that we've helped 3,500 people one at a time who've come through my office with all kinds of problems, and we've returned $6 million to those folks. Bear in mind, 800 of those 3,500 people we've helped are veterans and have been getting, you know, jerked around by their own government. I think that's immoral, and you shouldn't have to call your congressman to get help from your own government. But I'm proud that we've helped, you know, secure about half of that $6 million for those 800 military families, you know, our veterans. So this is the work, you know. I mean, and thank you for giving me a chance to say it. You know, we've had 55 in-person town halls since I've been in office. This is what I hear about when I talk to people, and that's why, you know, we've gone to work on things that can get bipartisan support, that can pass even in a dysfunctional Congress. You know, I've passed 31 bills through the House of Representatives in 3.5 years, and 17 of those bills have been signed into law. I'm very proud of that. I think people are shocked when they hear that, because they all they hear about is Congress doing nothing, and I understand why they're frustrated about it. But if you want to get things done down here, you can, if you're willing to work across the aisle and roll up your sleeves on things that people actually need done in their lives.
I've often wondered about this, Sean, and don't take this the wrong way, but when people on the congressional quarter say to me, I've passed, does that mean they alone have passed it, or they're on a list with a whole bunch of other people? How does that work?
These are my bills.
I see.
So these are bills that I am the lead sponsor of. There's a lot of other bills that I'm a co-sponsor of, where I join with somebody else who's doing something. I've co-sponsored 549, as a matter of fact. But there are 65 bills that I introduced and amendments as well to other legislation. And of those, 31 have passed the House and 17 have been signed by the president into law. So we're not playing with numbers here. I mean, now listen, what am I talking about? I'm talking about a bill I'm going to pass this week that'll help, veterans who've been trained as air traffic controllers get jobs as civilian air traffic controllers without a lot of bureaucratic red tape. We've cut all of that kind of nonsense out of the way so we can get veterans real jobs, good jobs. You know, that's what I want to focus on, is solutions that I hear about or needs that I hear about from the community, from people in the Hudson Valley, and then figure out how to get it done in a bipartisan way. And that's what, you know, that's a bipartisan bill I'm talking about. It's the same thing we did that says, hey, if veterans are trained up as commercial drivers in the military, they should be able to drive a truck when they come home. That's the difference between a vet, you know, being homeless or not, because he's got an income now. And those are the kinds of things that you can still get done if you're willing to do. Maybe it's not glamorous. It may not be front page of the New York Times, but it's real work, and it helps people in their daily lives. And I told people when I got elected, that's what I'm going to focus on. You're not going to get enough people on, you know, MSNBC and Fox throwing a pie at each other. You know, I want to talk to people, listen to people, and get stuff done.
What we hear about from your colleagues and others who are on the show is that, you know, the word is out from the speaker and others. Democrats get nothing. So how do you get?
Oh, you know, listen, part of it is getting on the right committees and being smart about what you focus on. So I could have gone for some of these other committees. I got on the Agriculture Committee and I got on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Why? Because I knew we were going to do a big farm bill, and we were able to write provisions into the farm bill that are the best provisions ever written for the Hudson Valley that help our farmers, smaller farmers, family-owned farms, specialty crops, like reforming the crop insurance program so when they have losses, they actually get covered. Under the old bill, you know, a lot of the actuarial work for the kind of crops we have, which are specialty crops, a lot of fruits and vegetables, onions, they didn't have good protection against losses in the crop insurance program. So you can do smarter things like having whole farm insurance plans that allow them to get covered. Now, this is not sexy or glamorous stuff, but if you are willing to focus on that local need, which I heard about in a town hall in Warwick, New York, and said, how do we fix this legislatively? And you're on the right committee where a big bill is moving, and you got bipartisan support for it, you can get it done. Same thing with Lyme disease, working with Chris Gibson on that. Same thing with 5 bills I got passed as part of the surface transportation of the big highway bill we just did. Doing what? Making our grade crossings safer so we don't have these train accidents. Making sure we have better protection for these oil trains, making sure, you know, we get, you know, positive train control going so we don't have derailments like we had at Spuyten Duyvil. Those are not red team, blue team, Democratic, Republican issues, but you got to know, you got to be in the right committees, you got to look for the right vehicles that are moving, the larger legislation, and you got to have partners across the aisle. When people say, why are you working with all these Republicans? That's why, because I can get these things done.
Do you have to trade? In other words, you have to say, I'll give you this if you give me that, log rolling?
No, I mean, that's not usually the way it works. The way it usually works is you take the initiative and you reach out to people who you know, you can find a common agreement with most people on a lot of things, right? I could spend all my time figuring out what I disagree with, like Chris Gibson, about, and there's probably plenty of things. But instead, I went to him and said, hey, Chris, Lyme disease is a big problem in your district, too. Let's work together on that. You know, you care about veterans. You've spent your career in the military. You know, I got a lot of vets and military families in my district. What can we do together for better employment, for better, you know, homelessness, for better PTSD research and treatments? You know, there's so many things we can agree on, but you got to focus on that, and that's the way it actually works.
You know, Chris Gibson was looking at being governor for a while. He decided not to do that.
Yeah, I'm very glad about that.
You are?
Yeah, I'm very glad he's not running for governor.
Right.
Means I can keep working with him and say nice things about him.
Right.
You know,
so,
I didn't want him to get all politicized up in some gubernatorial campaign. I didn't think he was going to win it. I think Governor Cuomo's doing a pretty good job. And
I don't know. You know, he's in a lot of trouble. He's got
a lot of trouble. I mean, what are we talking about? I mean, you know, when you're in that
all
job,
of his main aides, all of his main aides seem to be, you know, this guy. Now we got this guy out in Buffalo. We got Prococo. We got Todd Howe. We got all these other guys. This doesn't smell too good, does it?
Listen, when you're going to have to ask the governor about all that stuff. But I will tell you that this is a guy who got marriage equality passed in New York when a lot of people didn't think that could get done. This guy is making huge investments in New York infrastructure that I really care about, like the Tappan Zee Bridge and getting our airports fixed up and really putting some resources behind that. You know, the governor is doing a great job on these regional economic development councils that are actually working on the economy.
I'm sure
there's lots of things that people can take pot shots at him on, you know, that comes with the territory. But I just think on the big stuff, he's been pretty good. But that my point is that, you know, I think Chris Gibson's going to be a better partner to me working in a bipartisan way in the House. So I'm glad he's not running for governor.
Right. And let me ask you very quickly, VP for proposed President Clinton, who do you want?
Oh, I think she's got a bunch of great choices. And,
well, give me one.
I'm going to leave it to her. I'm not going to get ahead of her on that.
Why?
Well, since she's got great choices, and it's up to her. I mean, this is her prerogative. I think a lot of people are impressed with the list that's out there. If you look at people like, you know, Tim Kaine or Elizabeth Warren or Al Franken, there's arguments for all those folks. And I think she's going to make a great choice. And I think that when you look at where the Democratic Party is and the kind of, you know, unity that's being reestablished between her and the folks who supported her primary opponent, if you look at the incredible relationship she has now with people like Senator Warren, who even with whom she has a lot of, you know, debates about different issues, if you look at her relationship with the president, I mean, this is a party that is a big tent that has a bunch of, you know, rock stars in it and is unifying, and I think you'll see that play out in the vice presidential pick.
And I take it you're a superdelegate?
I am, yeah.
So you'll be going to the convention. We'll call you up and we'll ask you about what you're seeing while you're there. So in any case, it's great to have Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, Democrat of New York's 18th District, in office since 2013. And when we come back, we got more for him.